here comes Santa Claus, here comes Santa Claus, riding down Santa Claus Lane. Blitzen, blitzen, all here's a reindeer pulling on a rein. Bells are ringing, children singing, all is merry and bright. Hang your stockings and say your prayers, 'cause Santa Claus comes tonight.
And welcome back to Breakthrough Entertainment's Christmas in July show. Greg Isaac, Joseph Verdo, our great producer, Eric Reinert. And of course, before a very special guest joins us, this hour, of course, is brought to you by Business Owner Tax Relief. If you'd like to explore how to reduce taxes for all eligible companies, schools, and municipalities, give our friend Conrad Kogeschall a call at 623-888-3210, 623-888-3210, or visit him online at azbotr.com. And Joseph, what's the song?
Elvis Presley, of course, is telling us what is going to happen right now. Here comes Santa Claus.
I have a question since you brought up taxes.
Yeah.
Does Santa have to pay taxes?
I don't know. We probably, that's a good question for our guest. We've got the one, the only. He joins us every holiday season, and it's the first time for him to join us on our very first Christmas in July special, Santa Claus. Merry Christmas, Santa.
Oh, thank you for the introduction. It is really fun to be here, especially in July.
Oh, well, we're honored. I know you're very busy. We've been exchanging emails. You know, you're up there at the North Pole. Of course, I mean, a lot of our listeners have seen you up at the North Pole Experience in Flagstaff. That's just a wonderful place, isn't it?
Oh, I have so much fun up there. Actually, Mrs. Claus and I really enjoy it. I mean, what a better place to see the children than right in my workshop, so they can experience the joy and the elves and just everything about the North Pole.
Oh, that's terrific. I mean, there's just such a wonderful place up there. And, I mean, you're such a busy guy doing so many things. I mean, and as busy as you are, like, say, in November and December, I mean, would you say that you're even busier during the summer months and say, July?
Oh, by all means, yes. I mean, besides checking on the naughty and nice list, we have to keep up with the toys and keep up with the children. And especially during the summer months, we do a lot of work with different organizations that have Christmas in July to raise funds for really good causes like food banks and so on. We also spend time with a lot of our less fortunate children in the foster care system, and they don't always get a chance to visit with Santa, so Mrs. Claus and I spend our time with them as we actually put on a little another hat. We're both grandpas and grandmas. Matter of fact, I'm a great-grandfather. Mm-hmm. But we put on our hats as grandpa and grandma, and so the children get to spend time not only with Santa and Mrs. Claus, but with grandparent figures.
Oh, wow. That is amazing.
Well, like I asked before, does Santa pay taxes, or are you like a 501c3?
Yes, we do pay taxes. There are certain elements of our work and that we do pay taxes, yes.
Well, yeah, of course. I mean, because, you know, Santa's a law-abiding citizen as well. I mean, he's a role model. He's a role model. And so what do you wear during the summer? Say when you go out to, of course, like as you said, to meet with the foster children and go to these camps and stuff during the summer, are you in the whole red suit that we're familiar with or something else?
Oh, no. I have a wardrobe that would probably challenge most women. I do like the color
all
red.
All red.
Red. Red is nice. White is nice, too. But, no, I wear different outfits. A lot of times, shorts and a nice Hawaiian shirt are my favorite.
Oh, nice.
I'll wear that. But depending on the situation, I mean, you're taking a hike up through the forest or, you know, you may want to wear something more like Levi's or something like that. So, yeah, Santa. And plus the fact is, in some cases, when I'm out and about, it's nice to kind of go incognito.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't attract a lot of attention, but even though I do try to do that, that big white beard just shines out anyway.
Well, of course, we were talking about Minions. So say if you were to go see a movie, say if you went to go see Minions, I mean, there's a bunch of kids in there. I mean, do they recognize you? Do you have to wear, like, sunglasses or, you know, how do you enjoy a movie?
Oh, I it's great. A lot of the true believers will recognize me, and I smile, and I usually have a little gift for each one of them.
Oh.
And it's like being a celebrity. Sometimes, you know, I don't have the paparazzi following me, but I do have a pile of elves that usually are close by. It's nice to see the true believers, and we all enjoy the movies and whatever event we're at.
Santa, where were you born?
Where was I born? That is a very secret thing. We've left that very secret. It's part of my past. Actually, very much of that is before I actually took on the role of Santa.
But you do reside in the North Pole, correct?
Oh, yes. That's home.
Yes.
North Pole is home. That's where, the reindeer right now are up in the North Slopes grazing with the elves, and they're having some good times because the weather is really great up there. And Mrs. Claus and I get a chance to travel. We travel quite a bit and visit other embassies around the world.
So you're bilingual or multilingual?
Pretty much, yes.
Hey, so he's kind of like a minion.
That's what I was going to
say.
Yeah,
he's like a minion.
I'm like the minion, except I am the minion of minions.
Yes.
And a lot nicer.
Yes.
Yeah. Well, minions are good. They're not bad.
Yeah, they're not bad. They're just a little more maybe clumsy and distracted, you know.
Mischievous.
Kind of like my elves.
Yeah, that's a good comparison. So you think that might be a hot toy this year for Christmas, Minions?
Well, the Minions, most definitely. I have watched the elves working on those, and I think they're having more fun working and building them and designing a lot of the Minion toys that are going to be out, than the Minions themselves. So, I mean, it's one of the things, it is kind of nice to get away from the North Pole a little bit because it does get the elves and the minions, it just gets hectic.
Yes, yes. And I think one of my favorite holiday movies is The Santa Claus. And, of course, I like the sequel and the even number three as well. But, of course, Tim Allen's character in that, he keeps, his weight keeps fluctuating. So are you jolly all year round? Or, are you allowed to take a little bit of break? Because, of course, you don't have as many cookies right now to eat as you do on Christmas Eve.
Yeah, cookies are my downfall. Mm-hmm. And Mrs. Claus has been really supportive, and I have been trying to become a healthier Santa.
Okay.
And we work very hard at that, trying to keep my health up. I mean, just for the children. I mean, who wants a Santa all of a sudden is going to get sick 2 days before Christmas?
True.
Well, maybe we should just put a request out there right now that all the people leaving cookies out for Santa, make them gluten-free.
I don't have that problem, but and cookies, like I said, they're my downfall. I love them, but during the rest of the year, I really avoid them as much as possible. Mm-hmm. And I do get exercise and try to stay healthy, visit my doctors, and what we try to tell all the children is eat well. I mean, eat your fruits, your vegetables, and lots of exercise and lots of water.
Yes, especially during the summer right now. I mean, you need your water. I think good thing on Christmas Eve, what I've always done is left both a cookie and a carrot. And usually the carrot is, for Rudolph or, is at least one of the reindeer. They can all share it. But, of course, I mean, Santa might want the carrot instead of the cookie as well, right?
That does happen, apparently, from time to time. Mm-hmm. I mean, I will say this for the reindeer. I mean, they do have a sweet tooth.
Yeah,
I have Comet, actually. His one of his favorite is graham crackers.
Oh.
And each one of them, each reindeer has its own little quirk, And sometimes it's hard for me to keep up with all the reindeer, all 10 of them.
What is Rudolph like?
Rudolph? Candy canes.
Oh.
He has got a sweet tooth for candy canes.
Nice.
I don't know if you have ever seen a peppermint stick.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Well, long ago, we didn't have peppermint sticks. Hmm. It was something that came up, I guess maybe 40 years ago or so. Mrs. Claus was in the kitchen making the candy canes, and, she'd set them all out, and she put the crook on them and let them cool down. And Rudolph got in the kitchen and ate all the crooks off the top of the candy cane. Mrs. Claus was furious, and I was getting the blunt of all this, and she says, now he's ruined all the the candy canes, what are we going to do? And I said, well, we'll just have peppermint sticks.
Oh.
So, and that became a big hit in some places because peppermint sticks are easier to stack than candy canes.
Mm-hmm.
So that's how you have peppermint sticks.
Oh, that's amazing. And on the topic of...
Such an innovator.
I know. That's amazing. That's just amazing. But the cookies, one thing that I really enjoy doing is trying all the new Oreos. So have you seen like all these different Oreos that have been coming out? Of course, they have a s'mores Oreo now and a key lime pie.
Yeah, the key lime pie. Love that one.
Oh, nice. Nice.
That's another cookie, though.
Yes.
You know?
Yeah, that's we
moderation.
Exactly. We learn to enjoy things in moderation, and of course, but we like celebrating Christmas all year long. And you know, I was telling another one of our guests actually that I would probably schedule every single week as a Christmas show, but I know that the other guys here would probably throw a fit at me. But we just are so happy to have you on our Christmas in July special. Just a couple more questions, Santa. Now, last time you joined us, you said just one of the things that really makes your day special is seeing the looks on children's faces, when they see you around Christmas time. Explain to us, you know, when you go to one of these foster camps see the foster children, or you go to these camps during the summer, what is the expression on children's faces then?
It's the same expression. Mm-hmm. In a lot of cases, they look at me and they wonder. But one of the greatest hits with it is my ability to listen to children.
Mm-hmm.
And they get a chance to talk, and I listen. And I think that's what our bond is between us, is the fact that I will listen to them. Even at Christmas when they come up and they want to sit on Santa's knee and tell them all the wishes and dreams that they have and what they want to do and who they want to give what to. It's just a matter of most of it for Santa to listen.
Yeah.
Listen to children's dreams, you know. And when you talk about Christmas all year long, it's keeping the Christmas spirit in your heart all year long. Right. Not necessarily the commercial side of Christmas, but
right.
Keep the spirit of Christmas within your heart.
Right. And I think we need hope. I mean, in all, regardless of what age you are, I mean, I think hope is a huge thing, and I think that's what Santa and just the Christmas spirit kind of brings is hope.
You're right on point there.
Yeah. Yeah, very true. And and finally, is there anything that you'd like to share with us, anything that about the summer that maybe people can go and see you, or do you just want to tell us about the North Pole experience?
Well, actually, I just finished a commercial segment for Oregon Stop Pizza.
Oh, okay.
Over in Mesa, and they are doing a Christmas in July special, raising money and food for the food banks. You might be able to go online, check them out.
Okay.
That gets to be a lot of fun, and it'd be a good experience, and plus you're helping some people out. The other thing, I'm just going to close with this a little bit, it's a joke. I just want to joke. You know all about Santa and his 10 reindeer, right?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. You do. Now, you have the basic 8, Dasher, Dancer, Prancer, Vixen, Comet, Cupid, Donner, and Blitzen, right?
Yes.
Those are the basic 8. Then you have Rudolph.
Right. Okay, so that's 9.
That's 9.
Yeah.
Then you have Olive.
Olive the other.
Olive.
Yeah, don't you remember the song?
Yeah. I love it.
Olive, uh-huh. The other reindeer used to laugh and call him names.
All right.
Well, I thought you had. I figured you probably had more reindeer than just the ones that you fly with. But
yeah,
I mean,
do.
You probably have. Like, do you ever trade them out? Like when someone's sick, you put a different one in.
It's like my sled dogs. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Once we have one, they're part of the family, and it. It just goes on and on and on. Yeah, we have a lot of reindeer. There's probably 60-some reindeer right now.
Wow.
Oh, amazing.
And some of them are actually in different parts of the world. A lot of them are up in Scandinavia, up in that area. And then we actually have our closest herd to Arizona is over in Temecula, California.
Okay.
Wow.
Up in the mountains there. We have about, I think it's 8 over there right now. And then they have them all over. But, we have them posted in different areas. So a lot of the reindeer get used to the southern climates and colder climates. And also if we need a relief team while we're cruising around at Christmas.
It could happen now, yeah. Well, before we let you go, Santa, I just also want to say my 4-year-old son, of course, as you know, Mason.
He's only four?
Yeah, almost five, but Santa knows. But he's very thankful for last year because not only that you got him really everything he wanted, you made the house look like a department store. And so he has a very special thanks to you, and he's looking forward to this year. You'll actually get his letter pretty soon.
Well, that would be nice. I look forward to hearing from him.
Yes, and everyone needs to go out to the North Pole Experience. I think you know that's very popular, so you got to get your tickets way in advance, right?
Oh, yeah. Tickets have been selling online now for the last few months, I think.
Okay.
And every year it changes just a little bit. The elves have been working really hard. I got a group of technology elves, I guess. They're smarter than I am when it comes to technology. They're the ones that get my GPS and the sleigh now and just all that stuff. I mean, it's great. But you'll really see some big changes up there at the North Pole. One of the new is the operations center and the sleigh room. It was patterned kind of after NASA's operations center.
Oh.
And it's really neat.
Amazing. Amazing. Well, we just thank you for everything that you do all year long, and especially for joining us on our Christmas in July special. We really hope that you're able to join us on our Christmas special just about in five and a half months from now.
Yeah. One thing I want to leave you with is keep the spirit of Christmas in your heart all year.
Great advice. Great advice. We definitely will do that, and we advise our listeners to do the same. Great role model. Thanks again, Santa Claus, for all that you do. Merry Christmas in July.
You're welcome. Oh, oh, oh.
Take care. We'll talk to you soon.
God, I had so many hard-hitting journalistic questions for him, but you told me to be nice.
Well, Eric, you know, Eric. I didn't want things to go off the rail like with our Doris Markovic friend.
Well, I'm looking forward to talk to her later.
Yeah, we'll talk to her.
I'm looking forward to making fun of her. I mean, talking to her, too.
Yeah, okay. See, that's why, you know, but Santa Claus, you got to be especially nice, too, because he does just so many wonderful things.
Rudolph,
again, and all of the other reindeer.
When my children were very small, there was a cartoon they watched called Olive.
Yes.
The Other Reindeer.
Yes, I remember that one too.
Olive, O-L-I-V-E.
Well, Santa has a great sense of humor there.
Olive, the Other Reindeer. Gene Autry, one of Dave Isaac's favorite singers of all time.
Yeah.
Rudolph, the Red-Nosed Reindeer.
Yeah, absolutely. This is our Christmas in July special, and joining us after the break will be actress Jill Morrison, and we'll talk some of the Christmas movies she's done. And we'll be right back on Breakthrough Entertainment, 1480 AM, KPHX.
My sleigh tonight, then how the reindeer loved him as they shouted out with glee. Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer, you'll go down in history.